Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, being in America, we don't really follow too much of what's been going on in the UK. That's the UK. They're across the pond. You know, ever since I was younger, I was kind of under the impression that the UK, you know, if you get too involved with what happens with the UK, they'll correct your grammar, right? Because some of us don't speak very well. They'll also probably, you know, correct me on some of the way I, you know, I do my posture and all that. You know, they're a lot more formal. They seem to be a lot more couth, you know. So somebody like me that has, you know, a little bit of my redneck to me, I just never thought I would do really well in the UK until when I visited the UK a couple times. I loved it. I loved London, and I loved Dover, and we drove all around, and, you know, I wanted to go to the forest, you know, where Robin Hood stories came from. Is it the Sherwood Forest? Anyway, so I'm a big fan of the UK. I was so afraid that, you know, I would mouth off to somebody about taxation without representation, and I actually did. I was going to a fight because I was there July 4th, 2019, and somebody said Happy Independence Day, and I'm like, yeah, we kicked your butt. Alright, no, can't be doing that. Okay, we don't need to go to war with the UK. So, with America and the UK, we've been pretty good. And the UK has had their drama, you know, but they've done their thing, we've done our thing, but we have a little war brewing. And I really stayed out of the whole Meghan Markle thing. You know, I don't know much about her. I knew there was going to be a lot of drama because you have a non-royal outsider that doesn't have a royal bloodline, or maybe she does. I don't know much about her genetic tree. But, you know, she has a similar bloodline, you know, to most Americans where, you know, they weren't related to Edward and Philip and Elizabeth and all of them in the past. And she marries into the family. And people were going, oh, okay, you know, is she going to mess the family up? Is she going to try to break up the family? Is she going to not like, you know, being a royal or being in England? You know, and, you know, is she going to, you know, want to kind of mess things up? And so, you know, she already was kind of, unfortunately, stereotyped before she got there. And then, as it turned out, she did leave with Harry, and then we have this big, you know, controversy now of what happened, you know, in the castle and whatever. I guess they live in a castle. They live in a palace. I've been there. It's really nice palace. I'm like, dang, these are some nice digs, right? I don't think they'd ever let me in the palace. But there's all this drama. And again, as an American, I'm like, you know what? We're out. You guys do your thing. Right? But Meghan Markle's American. So, in the UK, we have, by the way, we have listeners in the UK. Yay! And apparently they're having a lot of anxiety over this because they feel like they have to choose a side. Remember the anxiety we had between Trump and Biden? Well, you can't stay neutral on this. You either support the royals or you're Team Meghan. And so there are people in the UK that are worried they're going to lose their job. Remember how people thought they were going to lose their job if they were pro-Trump? There are people that feel they might lose their job if they're pro-royals. And they're afraid to say what they think about what happened with the Oprah interview. And see, America did interject. In fact, I think we had Hillary Clinton and Jen Psaki from the Biden administration speak out in support of Meghan and her fight with depression and suicide. And so America seems to be taking Meghan's side. Now, I don't really want to go to war with the UK. I like the royals. I don't know much about them. I don't know. I mean, if there is racism or not, apparently Prince William has spoken out saying we're not racist, okay? And he is going to talk to his brother. So I wonder what that, I'd like to be a fly on that wall. I'd like to see how that goes. But remember, but the British are different. They're so much nicer than us, you know, because they speak so nicely, you know. What bloody hell are you thinking? Doing that interview with Oprah without consulting with me. Completely improper. Improper. So, I mean, that whereas in America, like, what in holy heck, carnate? You know, we'd be just like, yeah. So it'd be very interesting to see how that conversation lays out. But it's, apparently this is a lot more serious than I thought. For me to have listeners say they don't know what to say, because they don't want to air or pick a side, and there's people losing their jobs, there's people being shunned, there's people now being accused of race. If you support the royal family, there are some people that will accuse you of being racist. Just like in America, when there were people that supported Trump, they were accused of being racist. Okay, that's something that we've been trying to fight, where we can have a predilection or an affinity or a love of something, and it shouldn't then be extrapolated to we are then on a political side or have some, you know, mean or unethical, you know, vein in our body. I don't understand why it gets extrapolated, but apparently if you're not Team Meghan, you are now racist and you're anti those that suffer from mental health help. Where did that come from? Okay, if you loved Kate and William and you liked the Queen, you know, and you're worried about Prince Philip in the hospital, where does that translate into you being a racist? And apparently that's what they're doing, that's what's happening, and it's starting to come into us, our realm, because we're the ones that had the interview, we're the ones that welcomed Harry and Meghan with open arms, and I don't want to be a part of this, I don't want to give an opinion on it, I don't know what happened. My guess is it must have stunk, you know, having to be, you know, trained and learn how to curtsy and all that. But then on the flip side, I really wouldn't be crying me a river right now when you have people in the pandemic that have no money, no job. You know, was this really the right time to talk about your financial woes when you married into the royal family? So I kind of want to stay out of it, but apparently it's a topic that's really drawing people in. So, was Meghan a villain or a hero? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Some of you listen to our show and can listen to us live. Some of you listen delayed. So you could still call in, leave your message on the phone lines, and then we'll answer it on the next show that we're live. So let's go to the phone lines now, 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. This is Loida again. I want to thank you for the information on preparations before and after getting our second COVID shot last night. Mm-hmm. I just have another question, or I'm actually requesting any kind of information that you can give me, or how far along or what stage she's in. But if you have any information on ovarian cancer, I'd really appreciate it. Wanted to see what type of information you have, because I really don't want to lose my aunt. Thank you, Dr. Dahlia. I appreciate it.
Okay. Now, I had... You had reached out about your aunt having ovarian cancer. I apologize. It looks like we kind of cut up the message because it was a little long, but that was okay. But I really appreciate you reaching out. With ovarian cancer, I wish I could talk to you live so I could kind of get a little bit more about your situation. But from what I'm understanding, your aunt has ovarian cancer, but there's cancer in the family, like breast cancer, et cetera. And so I had a friend with ovarian cancer. She survived. When ovarian cancer is caught early, it's doable. It really is. It's what's unfortunate about ovarian cancer is if it's caught later, and it all depends. Your prognosis really depends on the stages of it. So if the cancer is localized and it hasn't gone regional, you know, outside of the ovaries and to nearby lymph nodes, your localized survival rate is amazing. It's awesome considering. Once, though, the cancer goes distant where it spreads to other parts of the body, liver, lungs, your prognosis drops drastically. So there's a bunch of different types of ovarian cancer tumors. There's the invasive epithelial ovarian cancer, the more common type. Again, if it's localized, 93% five-year survival rate, meaning 93% of people with that type of cancer are going to still be alive 5 years from now. But if it's already spread, only 31%. According to the American Cancer Society, would still be alive within 5 years. The stromal ovarian tumors, if it's caught early, 98% of people are still alive 5 years from now. If it's distant, 60%. The germ cell tumors, a little better prognosis, 73% will still be alive in 5 years if it's spread. If you have cancer of the fallopian tube, that's a little bit more dangerous. Why? Probably because, again, it's hard to find and hard to pick up right away, distant 45%. But for the most part, again, you have a 93-plus percent average survival rate if ovarian cancer is found early. So there's a lot we could do. Now, the one thing I do want to bring up is I men will talk to me about their mom having ovarian cancer or the mom having breast cancer, and I'll tell them, you need to get screened for cancer. And they're like, what are you talking about? Those are girly cancers. I don't know, girly cancers? Well, no, but I think you might have the BRCA gene mutation. And the BRCA, so the BRCA1s and the BRCA2s are genes that actually protect you from getting certain cancer. But when there's a mutation, because people go, oh my gosh, I need to know if I have BRCA1 or BRCA2. Well, we do. We have those genes. But if you have a mutation, you're more likely to get other cancers. So when I hear that there's a family that has ovarian cancer, breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer, see, prostate, I'm thinking that family needs to have some genetic counseling and they need to see if they have the BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutation. By BRCA, it's BRCA1 or BRCA2. So it could be BRCA. You know, sometimes I like to put a little twang on it. It's just easier to say. I don't have a lisp. I don't have my stutter when I talk with a twang. So anytime you guys kind of hear me have a little twang, it's because, or my accent sometimes comes out. It's because I guess that's how I avoid my lisp and my stutter. So, you know, those people that I would be suspicious of is if somebody in the family had breast cancer before the age of 50, even over 50, anybody with breast cancer in the family, that's still was watched for, but under 50, that's when we start to wonder. Ovarian cancer in the family, if there's a triple negative breast cancer. So triple negative breast cancers are the ones that lack estrogen receptors, progesterone receptors, human epidermal growth factor receptors. They're harder to treat. If somebody's got a triple negative breast cancer, that's a mean one. A little bit more vicious. A little bit harder to treat. I would be suspicious. If somebody got cancer in both breasts, if a male in the family got breast cancer, dudes get breast cancer, I'd be concerned. If there's pancreatic cancer in the family, if somebody had a high-grade prostate cancer, now prostate cancer could be pretty common in older men, but if it was an advanced one or a young man got prostate cancer, or it was a kind of a very, if it was metastatic, if it was a type of prostate cancer that didn't just sit and brew, but already spread to the back, I would be concerned. If you have a family where there's tons of cancers in the family, somebody's got ovarian, somebody else got breast, somebody had cancer with the pancreas, somebody else might have had the prostate, you probably need testing. If you are Ashkenazi or Eastern European Jewish ancestry, so I'm Western European ancestry. I had family in Germany and Austria. We did have family in Poland and Russia, but in terms of most of my family is Western Europe, but the Ashkenazi were Ashkenazi, and so I had my BRCA gene mutation testing, and I'm negative for it. Am I in the clear? Oh, hell no. No. There's still people in my family that got breast cancer. So because there's breast cancer in the family, my doctor is still evaluating me. And, you know, am I going to get a double mastectomy? No. Some people consider that when they have the BRCA mutation. I don't know if I'm ready to, you know, I don't know if I'm ready to encourage that, like I think Angelina Jolie had. But I still need my boobies. I'm not ready for that. But I'm BRCA negative, so I don't have to yet consider that. But a lot of people do. If they do have in the family, and if everybody in the family gets breast cancer, many of them, and understandably so, say, you know what, then take them off. I'll have implants in, and I, you know, why have something that could turn cancerous if I'm that prone to it? So I understand it. And then if a family member calls you up going, guys, I'm BRCA 1 or BRCA 2 positive for a mutation, you might want to get checked. So, you know, genetic counseling is when we decide that we need to do, you know, gene testing. And not everybody needs it, but, you know, having a sister, parent, child with breast cancer, you're at higher risk. We start mammogram screening at age 54. Well, so here's the thing. How I would do it is I would have a baseline mammogram at age 35, a baseline mammogram and ultrasound. That's how I was taught. We don't do that anymore, but that's how I was taught. Then at age 40, when you started your screens every 2 years, the doctor could compare to what you had in your 30s. And then by age 50, you would have your mammogram yearly. Now we're moving our screenings till our 50s, but we still, many of us, you know, if there's a lump, if there's family history, we're going to be screened earlier. So my doctor mammograms me every year and ultrasounds me because of my family history. So you'll notice that your doctor might do things a little differently in terms of from the task force. Any sort of ovarian cancer in the family, there's got to be the BRCA gene testing. Now, does ovarian cancer happen and pancreatic cancer happen in people who are BRCA negative, BRCA gene mutation negative? Yeah, absolutely. So it's frustrating because people want to know if they're in the clear so they can relax. Well, what are you going to do if you're relaxed? You're going to eat a high fatty food? Are you going to smoke? Are you going to drink alcohol? Those things can cause cancer. But when people say, well, if you don't have the gene, why are these cells turning cancerous? Could be a virus. We know that the HPV virus can cause throat cancer, can cause cervical cancer, can cause rectal cancer. We know the hepatitis virus can cause liver cancer. Yep, maybe people pick up a virus. I'm not saying corona. I've asked oncologists if they think coronavirus could be cancer, oncogenic, causing cancer. They say no. Hopefully that's true. Hopefully no. But, you know, there's a whole variety of things that we just don't know. I noticed there's more pancreatic cancer patients that had a history of diabetes. Maybe a virus caused the diabetes, and that same virus is messing with the pancreas. I don't know. Or the pancreas had a cell that turned cancerous just on its own because of a gene mutation, and then the pancreas wasn't working, so the person became diabetic. So we're still studying it. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, care, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden set to address the American people in his first primetime speech tonight before hitting the road to promote the new COVID-19 relief package. Biden is expected to sign the nearly $2 trillion relief package on Friday before traveling the United States to inform the nation about it. The White House is continuing to defend the Biden administration's immigration policies. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters it will take time to fix the mess, her words, left behind by the Trump administration. Texas Republican Congressman Troy Neal says the influx of illegal immigrants crossing over into Texas is hurting his state.
The stories that I could share with you today, but we don't have the time. The horrific stories, the number of victims in Fort Bend County that have been victimized by illegals would make a billy goat puke.
USA Radio News. Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning people who want to travel for spring break to be cautious a bit longer amid the coronavirus pandemic. Fauci saying he wants people to have a good time on spring break, but warning not to put their guard down completely. As far as when things will be able to get back to normal, Fauci tells NBC's Today Show,
"Well, I think it's going to be gradual, Savannah, and I think it's really going to start as we get more and more people vaccinated. We know from the president that we're going to have enough vaccine to vaccinate everybody in the country. By the end of May, if we really turn on the afterburners and get a lot of people vaccinated, the overwhelming proportion of the population, I think by the time we get into the mid to late summer, early fall, we're going to start seeing a big, big difference."
The number of Americans filing initial jobless claims is coming in lower than expected. The Labor Department reporting 712,000 Americans filing for first-time unemployment benefits last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that officials with the California Health Department are scrambling to kind of calm residents' fears after people received a letter telling them they may have received too weak a dosage of the Pfizer vaccine. The letters were supposed to go to people who visited the Oakland Coliseum vaccination site, but by mistake, the letters were also delivered to people who used the Eastmont Mall site. Either way, according to Fox 2, there was no cause for alarm, regardless of which site that got visited. Allie Bay, a health department spokeswoman, said the mix-up likely occurred because most vaccination sites were being managed by the same agencies. According to the California Office of Emergency Services, they say health officials believe as many as 6,300 people visiting the Coliseum site may have received less vaccine in their shots than they were supposed to. But the weaker dose was still considered strong enough to defend against the virus. After those recipients received their second vaccine shot, they said it'll make up for the weaker first shot. So Fox 2 first learned of the problem with the dosages when two paramedics who requested anonymity contacted the station. The error was contributed to Coliseum vaccination staff being provided a different type of syringe that wasn't fully pushing out the vaccine into people's arms. Whoa. So you could draw up the 0.5 or the point, I think it's 0.3 for Pfizer, 0.5 cc's for Moderna. But if you push the plunger of the syringe and it doesn't empty all the amount out, that's a problem. So they think that the lesser doses were distributed from 4:30 p.m. February 28th to 3 p.m. March 1st until the problem was corrected. You see, how I was trained is after you give a vaccine, you look at it and you see if there's any remnants. If not, then that's a problem. So I, you know, it happens, and I understand there's a lot of volunteers. There's a lot of people that they're medically trained, but, you know, they may not be, you know, physicians or nurses or, you know, like, you know, veteran nurses, so to speak. And so there's a lot of things we learn to do old school as physicians and nurses that I don't see a lot of the younger people do. And it's interesting, like, you know, double checking some of the vaccines or writing. So like now that things are electronic, it's taken some of the work out of prescription writing and order writing. But we used to, like, if something was 0.5 milligrams, we wouldn't do a little period and go 0.5. We would put a zero before it. Because if you can't see the period, or if somebody forgets to type it in, it looks like 5 milligrams. So I see younger people go 0.5. And I'm like, where's the zero? You got to put the zero, 0.5, because otherwise it's going to look like 5 milligrams. And 5 milligrams versus 0.5 milligrams, that's a 10 times difference. So you need to, you know, be very careful of that. So, you know, the same thing with vaccines. I don't see, and I didn't see this with the vaccine, and I understand that. You don't want to inject it to a vessel. So how we were taught in school is when you put in the syringe and the needle, you stop, you aspirate to make sure you're not in a vessel, and then you plunge. Well, they're not doing that with these vaccines. They're just putting it in. And so, you know, maybe it's because, well, with this one, we're not really worried about it going into the bloodstream, you know, but it has to get to the muscle cells with the way it works. And maybe they think, well, because the needle is so small, it looks like they're only using a half inch. They're not using the inch or the inch and a half. I'm not sure, but the needle side look kind of small because it just had to get into the muscle. But still, I just noticed people are doing things a little differently. So now, speaking of vaccines, apparently, multiple countries are halting the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine. Apparently, a woman in Austria died from a blood clot shortly after the AstraZeneca shot. So Austria, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg have halted the use of them. Denmark, Norway, and Iceland has suspended all doses. Remember I told you there was a batch issue the other day? Denmark, Norway, Iceland, they're like, no, we're just done. We're going to suspend all AstraZeneca doses. Italy had to pause a different batch after a naval officer died from a cardiac event. Now, the European Union's medical regulator said there's no clear link between clots and the jabs. But that's a concern, obviously. This was a nurse in Austria, 49 years old, died from a clot on Monday after she took the vaccine. Now, millions were already administered safely. But the vaccine, the ABV-5300, had been sent to 17 European countries. They've given already over, I think, a million of this of that one batch. And that same batch caused this one woman to die. Now, as we said, no vaccine is 100% safe. So you could have a whole family do absolutely fine, and then there's just one person that doesn't do well. So Italy's medicine regulator banned a different batch, the ABV-2856 batch, after non-commissioned naval officer Stefano Paterno died of cardiac arrest 24 hours after receiving a dose. A police officer died within 12 hours of a vaccination, sparking an investigation by health authorities into any potential links to the shots. So, you know, we've talked about this in America with some of the collapses that happened with the Pfizer vaccine or the Moderna vaccine. And I'll say this again. I truly believe overall these shots for most people are safe. But I think there are a select few that where there might be a component in them, the potassium chloride or the polyethylene glycol or the trimethamine, that could possibly cause a heart arrhythmia or affect the heart. And this is not proven. This is opinion now. All right, the CDC has looked at all the deaths that have been, I think we're at, what, 1,200? Let me see if I could pull up the numbers, because I think as of last month, there were, let me see. Sorry, yes, I am going to Google. I'm a faster type of by the way. So I'll see if I could pull up that number. But they looked at I think there were 1,700 cases, and all of them, they said, were not vaccine-related. So that was great, and they said they were still going to continue to investigate, but one of the reasons why they thought that they were not vaccine-related is because they looked at people's health histories. Well, you know, they had a heart history, or they weren't the healthiest person, you know, on the planet, or these weren't anaphylactic allergic reactions. But my problem with that is no, I don't think that firefighter that died right after the shot was an allergic reaction. I think he might have gone into a, you know, I think he just might have gone into an abnormal rhythm. So the CDC, I think they still have their same numbers up, 1,700 cases. Yeah, I think we're still at, they say, over 92 million doses of the COVID vaccines were administered. VAERS reported from December 14th to March 8th, 1,637 reports of death among people who received a COVID-19 vaccine. They say CDC and FDA physicians review each case report of death as soon as notified, and CDC requests medical records to further assess reports. And so they are going to continue to investigate. But from what we had learned, that the death rate, which is 0.0018%, the majority of them were concluded to not be COVID-19 vaccine related. And honestly, guys, if I was worried, I wouldn't have gotten the vaccine. All right, I want to tell you to get a vaccine if I was worried. But what I do want to tell you is if you do have a vulnerable heart, you want to talk to your doctor about it. Make sure your doctor is following these cases. I don't know why the AstraZeneca would be linked to a blood clot, but for some people, it might just, if they have that potential, it might just cause them to make one. But again, not a lot of us know our coagulation panel or genetic tendency for that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. I want a new drug. One that won't make me sick. One that won't make me crash my car. Make me kill.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So with my medical background, I also have a lot of psychology background. So I talk a lot about the psychology of the voter. I talk a lot about the psychology of the average resident or citizen, the psychology of the politician. And so, you know, when some of you reach out going, where can I buy ammo? Where are you getting your ammo? I welcome those calls and those questions because, yeah, gun control and gun safety and CCWs, these are things that, yeah, they still all relate to health and they kind of all relate to the psychology of the country and where we're going right now. People are worried about the borders. People are worried about, you know, terrorist attacks. They're worried about riots. And ammo, especially 9mm, I think are in really short supply. Lines at the gun stores have been for months out the door. But we have some breaking news. House Democrats have passed gun control bills that will require background checks on all firearm sales that could take up to 10 days. Whenever we see any sort of legislation coming from the Democrats on guns, you notice that there's a huge surge of people buying them. It's the opposite effect. You almost wonder if are they completely naive and don't realize that, you know, the more they do that, the more people panic, or is there a mole and it's a way to kind of help, you know, these companies to sell more. I don't know. Maybe many of them invest in companies that make bullets. I don't think I invested in the stock market for something like that. I don't know. I do feel a little funny about, you know, making money on something that has to kind of do with that. But it's an industry that is booming. But the Democrats have majorities in the House and the Senate. Slim majority in the Senate. So, yeah, they're good. They're going to make pushes for new gun control laws. And they want stricter background checks. So the House passed two bills today to require background checks on all firearm sales and transfers and to allow an expanded 10-day review for gun purchases. Similar bills were passed by the House in 2019 when the Democrats won the majority, but the Senate stalled that. And then now that the Democrats hold the Senate, they are going to try to pass these gun control laws. So I see people panicking. They're panicking that if the Democrats are able to successfully move forward with, you know, smaller gun control bills, are they going to, as Beto O'Rourke had suggested, take away the guns? So it's, you know, I mean, I'm torn because I had somebody break into the house, 2 a.m. The alarm went off. Husband slept through the alarm. Dog slept through the alarm. I was up because I was doing a late night show and I had a studio in an outdoor, I had an outdoor studio. And so I ran into the house. I got the shotgun. And the way my kid's bedroom was at the time, and I really don't like a floor plan like that, but their bedroom was first above, at the stairs. And, the master bedroom was in the back. And it's great if you have a baby and baby can cry and doesn't wake up the whole house, but it's not good because that means your kids are more vulnerable if somebody comes to the house. So I stood in front of their room, right? I stood between the stairs and their room with the shotgun, and I told the guy to get the blank out, and I cocked the shotgun and he left. You saw him leave. 2 a.m. he was in my house. Now with husband asleep, dog just lying there. It was a lab. The alarm going off. I don't know how nobody listened. Nobody, you know, woke up to that. 2 a.m, they were all in deep sleeps. I really credit nothing happening to my kids or me or my family because I had a gun that I could have used to protect ourselves. That's me. Now, I know some people are like, oh my gosh, you have two boys and you had a gun in the house. Well, we locked it. We had the guns in the safe. We taught our kids about gun safety. They knew that if they touched that gun, mama would bring the rain. They're like, oh boy, mama's, and they have a respect for it. And now as adult kids, they respect them. Yeah. And, we're making sure they also get trained so they know, you know, how to use it and they know what the laws are. You know, I recommend everybody get a CCW class. You know, whether you are quote unquote pro gun control or not pro gun control, you need to know what people are taught because they teach you a lot about attacks. You know, somebody may have a knife and you might think, well, if they have a knife, I'm not going to then, you know, draw a weapon like a gun because it's not fair. But that knife, they could lunge at you within a second. I have seen knife wounds, too many to count. That happened, and the person couldn't defend themselves in time. And by the way, if guns are taken away, we have to then be very prepared for knife wounds or knife attacks. I mean, and, you know, people can be pretty fast with their knife. So, you know, they also teach you about stupidity and how some people are dumb. Where they look down the barrel of, oh, it didn't shoot. So they look down the barrel of the gun and they shoot themselves in the head. Or they drop the gun or they misfire. And so I really think everybody should have training on these things. Even those, in fact, I wonder, and this is, I know this would be controversial, but one of the reasons why we have so many, you know, pediatric deaths from them touching their parents' firearms is because they aren't getting the training. Or you'll see these students, you know, play around with it. We don't train them because, well, they're too young. Well, maybe they do need to have some training. Not so much to know how to shoot, but to know about the safety and the issues with them. If you see a gun, and let's say you're being attacked at school, and a gun comes loose, and you are able to grab that gun, I want to know that you were already trained on the safety of it. Because otherwise, then you're a risk to others. So sometimes the people that are the most risky with guns are the ones least trained. If you have a CCW, I'm very comfortable around you. Because you know how to holster it, you know how to clean it, you know how to not do stupid with it. And I feel more comfortable than somebody going, man, I got my buddy's gun, and I got, no, then you haven't gone through the proper training. So I, you know, that's how I feel with that. So from the psychology of things, I know people are kind of panicking. They think that, you know, the Democrats are going to try to take away people's guns. It's not going to be a very popular move. There's going to be a lot of underground, you know, guns. There's going to, you know, already people are very concerned about what's happening at the border and how people are going to protect themselves along Arizona, Texas, New Mexico. And I don't want people to be vigilantes and all that. But, you know, here's the thing, a baseball bat, you know, tear gas, you know, there's things you could use, but I was probably 50 feet away from, and upstairs from the person in my house. I could have pepper spray him. He could have shot me and charged upstairs. What do I have as a weapon? What do I have to protect myself? Oh, by the way, he got into the house. You know how he got into the house? The doggy door. And the funny thing is the doggy door was connected to the garage. And the door from the garage to the house was locked. He figured out how to get in through a locked door. So I hate to say that, but we haven't had large dogs then anymore, so we can only have small doggy doors. I know it stinks because I love large dogs. But somebody was able to get through a large door and then figure out how to unlock our door and break in. And all I had, and thank God I had it, was a shotgun. And I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to shoot anybody. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, I do think that there should be background checks. I agree with that. I don't think we should have people with severe mental illness that have, you know, erratic behaviors, you know, having, you know, easily access to these, you know, firearms, but that we do have to be very, very careful on how we proceed with legislation. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.